Free Talk Live, and we're launching into the third hour of the program. You can bring up what you would like at 855-450-FREE and take control of the airwaves. So I would call the show Free Talk Live. You're free to call in, talk about anything, and we do it live 7 nights per week with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
All right, so 855-450-FREE is the number. We've also got Skype. You can connect with us at username lrn.fm. We've talked about cops who've been indicted for a cop who's been indicted for rape on the side of the road, another cop who's been indicted for stealing some pills. We've got this psychopathic World War II executioner we've discussed. Also, an Irish town legalizes DUI. Still to come, Mayor Bloomberg in New York City and some of his ridiculous bans and the horrible things that he says. But first, we're going to Skype, where Howard is on the line in Pennsylvania. You're on the air, Howard. Go ahead.
Hey, Ian, Julie, and Mark. How you doing?
Hey, man. What's on your mind tonight?
Great topic, and you really got my thinking going, because I want to first say that most people who end up in prison really don't even remember what they did that got them there. Blackout drinking, for even people who are normal, that have problems with alcohol, is a serious problem, you know?
It's true that blackout drinking is a problem, but Mark, was that your experience? Did most of the people that you were in prison with not remember doing what they did?
I think most is hyperbolic, but I certainly knew some people that were like, yeah, well, I can tell you what they said happened. You know?
Yeah, sure.
Well, you know what? I've never really had a lot of problems in my life, but every time I've had a problem, alcohol had something to do with it. You know, you ever seen back in the days, like in the olden days, I'm 47, but at the end of a wedding, a tradition would be to give people a little bottle of wine to take with them, like a little, I don't know how large
one
it was.
One for the road.
Yeah, right. That's what it was all about. And that's how people used to drink in the past was, it was like, it wasn't like it is now where they've cracked down and been so wary about trying to educate people about it. And you know, I'm a drinker, but I have strong feelings about this. Because when people drink too much, like, they don't, it becomes like, it's a total selfishness. And, you know, I feel badly for the people who get hurt by a drunk driver when they're just minding their own business. You know, and you guys were saying late at night, that's what I worry about. Because if I'm sober and doing what I'm supposed to be doing and caring about being careful, there's some guy likely out there that, or anybody that doesn't care, that's drunk and loaded. And people make mistakes, and when you're in a blackout, you don't know what you're doing. And that's how a lot of people drink. It's this form of amnesia that really is not a good thing. You know,
scary stuff.
Got my blood stirred by the conversation, and it's a good thing because you get me thinking. That's what I love about your show. But
what do you think about this legalizing the DUI idea, Howard?
I think like you guys do, and I really don't think that there should be any like prohibitions on people. I think people should be able to make their own decisions. But the thing is that people don't, and they do lie, and they drink too much. And, you know, alcohol is not like cannabis. Alcohol is a dangerous drug. People don't understand that.
Oh, yeah.
Alcohol is more dangerous to kick than heroin. You can't die kicking heroin. You can die kicking alcohol. People don't realize that. There's a thing called the DTs where if you stop drinking, you can go crazy.
Delirium tremens?
You can die. I'm not kidding you. Alcohol is the only drug, really, and it's legal. That's the thing, and it's accepted by society.
What is the DT? Is that delirium tremens? What does that stand for?
Delirium tremens. It's a symptom of when you stop drinking, a person goes through that kind of thing.
I strongly believe that alcohol is the hardest drug that's available.
It is. And why is it legal? It doesn't make sense to me. I mean, cannabis, I mean...
Because prohibition failed and they realized that and
they can make
the right
money
thing
off of us? Because is that how they just want to make money? I mean...
Obviously, the bar owner wants to make money off of the problems
that happened because of prohibition with all the illegal crime and anytime they prohibit stuff. I just, you know, you guys are great.
Howard, thanks for your call tonight, man. Appreciate it. Glad we could do that for you. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE.
To me, this isn't legalizing drunk driving. to me, what this is this is putting prohibitions, you know, limiting the ability to get oneself home. I mean, what they're suggesting is that if they go over 30 miles an hour, they're off. They've stopped touching base. You know, they're no longer safe. This is only for people that are over the legal limit to be able to drive 30 miles an hour, stay in the right lane, and not leave their lane. And this is interesting. It you know, to me, and I think everybody would agree that at 0.09, I think it's actually 0.08 here in the United States is the legal limit. So at 0.08, some people are pretty intoxicated, and other people haven't even gotten started yet. And
sure.
You know, that it varies for individuals. So to have this sort of number, I think you have to have rules when you've got these kind of situations. But these are interesting new rules.
I don't know if you've ever been with somebody who just has a really high tolerance for drinking, somebody who drinks a lot. But I have a friend who can be blackout drunk and still have a conversation with you pretty much and still walk in a straight line. And he's drank so much over the years and he has such a high tolerance that he can function pretty normally. Like I can only tell that he's really drunk because I know him very well and I've seen him in that state. He would probably be like a 0.2 and could walk without stumbling and not slur his words, which if I was at a 0.2, I would be a mess.
Yeah, that's a full-on, you know, full-on alcoholic there. But, you know, the fact is there's a lot of people that are functioning that way.
So you're talking about different rules that make more sense to me. Like, if the person's not driving dangerously, what's the problem?
Well, and I think what's interesting here is that everybody's all upset about what other people are going to think. I mean, you have an actual, you know, person trying to innovate in the area of governance.
Yeah.
And no one wants to even listen. It's all about crackdown. And I, you know,
well,
I mean,
to be fair, this passed. This isn't a proposal. This
but
is
did
law.
You hear the other city councilor who
oh,
wasn't
was upset.
There, and
yeah.
She would have voted against it, and it wouldn't have passed?
I don't know if did it say that her vote would have been the linchpin. There?
I thought that was the case.
I didn't read anything about the actual vote total. It just said that it passed.
All right. I don't know how many councilors there are in this tiny little
can't
town.
Can't imagine there are that many.
Three was the number that I had in my mind. Yeah. So I don't know. You know, I can't say, but it's very interesting, this new set of rules. And I think that it's worth trying new sets of rules to see what works and what doesn't
well,
work.
Well, we know that the current set has led to DUI checkpoints, which is, of course, the worst way to catch people who are actually DUI. The statistics bear it out. You do better catching DUIs if you're actually out on the road driving around than at a checkpoint. But they've brought these about as a result of these anti-driving while drunk legislation that have come about. So now you've got everyone's freedoms are being infringed upon under the auspices of, well, we're just trying to catch the drunks. Hey, you shouldn't have a problem, you know, losing an extra 20 minutes as you wait in line of this humongous line of cars, obviously depending on how busy the roads are. But, you know, if the roads are busy enough, you're going to be waiting in a long line of cars before they finally get to your window.
They're not just getting drunks, though. They're getting people who happen to not have their driver's license.
Well, sure.
On them,
that's
too.
Why I said this is under the auspices of catching drunks. But now they get to go after everybody who's got a little bit of a scent of marijuana in their car, who looks suspicious, you know, pull them to the side, take them out for an extra special search, you know, and just inconvenience everyone and destroy everyone's liberties because, well, we need to catch somebody who's drunk. And so if you actually had a sensible law that says, hey, if you're driving slowly, if you're in the right-hand lane, we're going to leave you alone. If you're driving like crazy, weaving in and out of traffic, that's not going to save you from a DUI. Doesn't that make more sense? Using, you know, the individual's judgment in an you know, individual circumstances to determine whether or not somebody is a viable DUI case?
Well, I don't trust individuals' judgment, you know, the individual to decide whether or not they're able to drive or not. But I can say that, you know, if they're driving, you know, if they're driving erratically over 30 miles an hour, then you pull them over, you give them a DUI. If they're, you know, driving home at 30 miles an hour and putting along or whatever, then you're like, there's somebody needs to be watched out and taken care of because they're following the rules.
855 450 free. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You bring up whatever you want. Mayor Bloomberg has a few choice quotes where he's going to tell you that it's his job to infringe on your freedom, and he thinks that's totally okay. It's his responsibility, in fact. It's Free Talk Live.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 877-237-1172 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 877-237-1172. 877-237-1172.
Gold is like nothing else on earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. What is SACL CAI?
SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable. If you've got a business and you need to try something new in the area of accounts receivable, SACL CAI can do that for you. Jason Osborne, one of the principals over there at SACL CAI, will take good care of you. They'll treat you and your customers with respect. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's top one on the right-hand side of the page. SACL CAI.
855 450 free, also on Skype. Username there, lrn.fm. Mayor Bloomberg in New York City is spouting off and saying some absolutely outrageous things. We'll share those with you. But first, Lloyd's on the line in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Lloyd.
Yeah, first off, man, you don't even know what you're talking about. Mayor Bloomberg is a reptilian. He's a heir by the Nazi war criminals to rule us all.
Wait a minute. Is this the guy who used to call as Lauren from New York City?
Yeah, this is Lauren. Yo, what's good, bro? What's good?
So you really believe that there are reptilian politicians?
Yeah, man, the reptilians, bro. This is how they, you know, they get to the high levels and they kill people. I mean, we're not designed to kill people and control people.
Now, is it possible the reptilians, there are actually some good reptilians and there are also some bad reptilians? Or are they all bad?
All the reptilians need to be eliminated, eradicated.
That didn't answer my question. I guess you're saying they're all bad. You're saying there's no good reptilians?
There's no good reptilians, bro. I mean, come on, bro.
How would you know? How do you know anything about this?
All the reptilians are evil.
What, because you've watched some David Icke movies? Because what?
Nah.
How high are you right now? Maybe you should cut back. Thanks for the call. Whatever it is, maybe you should cut back. Just saying. Now, if there were really reptilian, like the suggestion.
But he said this in the past.
Right? No, right. He said it and sounded a little less crazy when he was saying it. Yeah, I mean, he always sounds crazy, but, you know, to some extent or another. But, you know, if the proposal is that the, you know, from this totally paranoid conspiracy viewpoint, is that there are reptilians who have taken over the halls of power in various countries around the world.
Shifting lizard people from outer space.
Right. They look like George Bush or Barack Obama, but they're actually not humans. They're actually reptiles, and you can tell because of the second pair of eyelids that they have that they'll blink sometimes. I don't know. These are some of the things, the ridiculous claims that we've heard on this show. Of course, there's no evidence whatsoever for this. There's just people that claim they've seen something. And then other people who believe them, and then so on and so forth. They tell people.
It's interesting that all the reptilians seem to be in, you know, like politicians and that kind of thing. What about, you know, I mean, are reptilians in Hollywood?
I bet you they would suggest that anybody in any powerful position could very well be a reptilian. But why wouldn't there be good reptilians? Why wouldn't there be, you know, the plot of the V television series or the V movie? There were good reptilians.
Some reptilians might be against, and this is where all this dumb crap came from, is V, by the way.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, look. You just got stoned and watched TV. You haven't had a revelation.
I liked the V series. Yeah, I didn't watch the original. I watched the newer one.
I never saw the newer one, but I did see the original, which was disturbing as heck when I was younger. But I really enjoyed it.
So what were you saying?
I was just saying that it would seem like that there would probably be schisms within the reptilians themselves, but that they wouldn't necessarily have to be good. You know, like,
so you're saying there could be two different sides of bad guys?
Yeah, two different sides of bad guys.
That's also a possibility. But couldn't there also be some reptilians with some empathy for the poor humans, rather than everybody trying to take over and extract obedience?
You mean like vegetarians?
Yeah, whatever.
Well, I don't know. I mean, why don't you have empathy for that hamburger you ate earlier?
I don't know.
Food chain, man.
There you go. That's the point. The reptilians are supposedly eating us, aren't they?
No, I have never heard that story.
Well, in V, they, like, turned humans into bunnies and ate them or something?
Didn't do that in the new version.
Okay. Bunnies!
What do you think reptiles eat?
Russ is listening in Wyoming on XM, I think. Russ, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah. I used to work at a bar in Virginia. To get into the bar, you had to drop your keys off. Now, if you were drinking, to get out of the bar, you had to blow...
You had to blow what? Sorry, you cut out.
Breath-wise.
Okay. So wait, you couldn't walk out of the bar? You couldn't just, I don't want to be in the bar anymore. I want to go take a walk outside, get some fresh air?
Well, you could do that, but to get your keys back, you had to blow a breathalyzer.
Seems like a smart policy on the part of the bar. I mean, in that case, there are certain jurisdictions where if you serve somebody too much and they go out and they cause an accident or they hurt somebody, that the bar can be held liable for some of that, right?
And that is part of I think that holds true in Newport News, Virginia, where I was born.
It was definitely true in where I lived in Florida.
As a server. To me, that makes plenty of sense.
If you've got anywhere near the 0.08 or whatever it is, we need to call you a cab or find someone else at the bar that would take you home with your car.
Yep.
That got started like a month after I started working there. Once that word got out, that became a very popular bar to go to.
Yeah, I was going to ask whether it was good for business or bad for business.
What were people saying? What were people saying about it that was good? Like, you know, that they appreciated the bar cared enough to do that for them?
Exactly. And they actually had something on the military post there called PDA, Truck Drivers Association, where they would go out in teams and take people home if they had gotten too drunk along with their car. Get them home, and then they'd run back to the bar and somebody in the chase car, basically, and do it all over again all night long.
What was the compensation for that? I mean, it had to be expensive. That's expensive. I mean, gasoline's expensive. Take people's time's not free. I mean,
the DDA drivers worked on tips.
Okay.
Well, and free soda at the bar.
And I can tell you that it's likely that they would get arrested now because there's stings going on for people that are doing unlicensed taxi services.
I saw an unlicensed taxi today in Keene.
Really? How did you
know? I saw a regular car with, like, you know that paint that people put, like, prom or graduation on the back? It said Sunshine Taxi and had a phone number on every window.
That's awesome.
And it was just a car.
Hey, Russ, thanks for the heads up on that. I think that's a great policy. I appreciate your call tonight. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. From what I've been told by Daryl Perry, who's our Friday night co-host, he's looked into it, and it's his understanding there are no taxi cab mandates as far as, like, medallions and things like that in Keene, New Hampshire.
Some, you know, if the municipality isn't big enough, then they're not going to do it.
So I think that's great, and that's, you know, it's an opportunity for people, because if you don't have to go through whatever governmental hoops have been put up for you in order to give somebody a ride, that's more freedom, that means more choice in the marketplace, and I think it's a great idea. You know, even if the bar itself isn't going to have that key policy, they could still have somebody that they know who's willing to give people rides home, and there are a lot of bars that do that. They'll have somebody they can call and give a drunken customer a ride home for the night. I think that's a great service.
Yeah.
It shows they care about their customers, and customers like that, you know, if you know that the bar that you were at is the one that took you home for the night, you might be more likely to go drink there again. 855-453.
That's what he said, and he had experience with it, and I think that matters.
SACL CAI toll free line. More about Mayor Bloomberg's crackdowns on freedom still to come here tonight. You can take control as well. This is Free Talk Live.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
The Freeze-Dry Guy wants your attention for very good reason. Going on right now, the Freeze-Dry Guy has assembled the Necessities Unit, a unit package of survival food basics no family should be without, with big survival buck savings. Our Necessities Unit includes Mountain House eggs, green peas, and banana slices, plus dehydrated milk, butter, and cheese, all packed in 6 heavy-duty enameled number 10 cans with a proven 25 to 30-year shelf life. Now, the best part, buy one Necessities Unit case for only $203 and get 20%
20% back in survival bucks. Buy two cases at $406, get 25% back in survival bucks. And buy three cases at just $609 and get 30% back in survival bucks. Only from freezedryguy.com and only through the end of the month. While supplies last, prices include free shipping to the lower 48. To order, call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com. The Freeze Dry Guy, the standard for survival.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. But I have to tell you, it could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. Join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you will find there. We've got a lot of them. You can actually send us bitcoins if you've got some and you want to share them, or maybe a fraction of one with us. You can do that. Go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com and you'll find our tip jar address there. That's bitcoin.freetalklive.com. But in order to have bitcoins, you've got to acquire them somehow. And there are a few different ways to do that. You can sell some sort of product or service and accept bitcoins in payment. Or you can just go right out and buy some at a website like bitinstant.com.
Yeah, bitinstant.com is the fastest, safest, and easiest way to go about getting bitcoins. They make it possible for you to deposit bitcoins in more than a million locations around the world, including just your computer at home, depending on how you want to go about doing it. All you have to do is go to bitinstant.com, select how you want to fund your account from the choices that they have there, and then where your account is from the choices that they have there listed in the little pull-down menu, and then make the deposit. It's that easy. bitinstant.com.
More coming up, including Mayor Bloomberg and some absolutely outrageous statements he's been making. But first, we got Bobby on the line, listening in Alaska. Bobby, are you in Alaska? Bobby?
It's so freaking cold!
I'm sorry?
It's cold in Alaska.
It's cold in Alaska. You're right, Bobby. No, what were you calling about tonight?
What I'm saying is, Obama gave them free phones. You heard about that, hadn't you?
The free phones. Yeah, I think the free phone thing's been going on for a while now, actually, since before
Everybody
Obama.
Knows about that, don't you? Don't you? Well, if Obama was the devil like they had on that Bible show, then wouldn't you be able to talk to the devil on them phones? I hadn't been able to do that yet. Have you been able to talk to the devil on them?
So you have a government phone?
And you've been trying to talk to the devil on the government phone?
Well, I seen it on the Bible. He looks like the devil, don't he? Don't Obama look like the devil? That's what I said. That's what I seen on the Bible.
The Bible doesn't have pictures.
He's talking about, you didn't see this thing on...
I'm talking about that show on TV. Do you not watch any TV?
Yeah, Mark, aren't you watching the 700 Club? I mean, come on.
I'm not certain what show
700 Club? I don't watch 700 Club because that chick weighs, she has way too much makeup. And I believe the makeup is made by the devil.
Bobby, thanks for your call.
You don't understand. You know, if you'll just listen to me, you'll understand the
I've listened enough, but I appreciate it. 855-450-FREEZE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You didn't see this as one of those Facebook memes, Mark, where there was... some picture, a still frame from some Christian show where they cast an Obama lookalike as the devil. And, you know, it made a big blow up in the meme world or something like that. I don't know what the movie was or what the TV show was that that had done this.
Well, I know that it's been, you know, for the last few decades, it's been the hobby of all the people that want the world to end to try to pick who the, you know, the dungeon master is or whatever these, you know, the beast or whomever it is, the whore of Babylon and who the Antichrist is and try to decide where Gog and Magog are and, you know, these kind of things, just picking these, you know, oh, it's the Pope. No, it's the Queen of England. No, it's, you know, just predicting over and over again. And, you know, to me, these things have been wrong so many times. How can I possibly go to hell for not listening to you people?
So I don't know whether that call was just a really bad crank in that he didn't know what show he was calling. Maybe he thought he was calling like a regular Conservaclone talk show that would have, like, glommed on to the idea that Obama's the devil. Yeah, that's right, man. Whoa, Rick, you're right on, man. No, I don't think Obama's any different from George W. Bush. I think they're all the same, and I don't know why. Maybe he didn't know who he was calling. Maybe he didn't. Anyway, Mayor Bloomberg, now, if you want candidates...
I don't know why it would matter. I mean, Free Talk Live means you can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. If you think Obama's the devil, please give us a ring and let us know. For God's sake,
I don't believe he
don't
did.
You think we know need to know that information?
I don't think he was serious about that.
I don't know whether he was or not. I'm not certain, but I don't know why you're saying he knows what show he was calling.
You want to look at a man with no soul or very little soul. Michael Bloomberg, the mayor of New York City... definitely qualifies.
You think Michael Bloomberg is the devil? Give us the call at 855-453. You know, I really didn't like the way you presented that, Ian.
What do you mean?
For God's sakes, if you think that one of these people is the devil, Free Talk Live is the show to call. You think you're going to get on the air if you call the Rush Limbaugh show or the Glenn Beck show talking about Obama's the devil?
I'm not saying don't call.
You'll sit on there for 3 hours.
I'm not saying don't call. I'm just saying I don't believe he was serious. I don't think he really believes that. I think it was a bad crank.
That's what you said at first. I think it was a crank, too, but that's what you said at first.
Well, maybe I misspoke, Mark. Okay. I'm making it clear. I don't believe that it was a real call. I think it was a put-on, and I suspect that he didn't know what kind of show he was calling because, you know, maybe he thought that would go over with some sort of religious zealot show, which some of the people that are on the network that we're on, the Genesis Communications Network, some of their shows are a little kooky. And there are people on there who probably would believe that Obama is the devil.
You guys are something else tonight. You are just bickering back and forth tonight more than usual, at least on Mondays.
No, well, let me finish up then. Total speculation on your part. Why don't you go on with your little article?
It is total speculation. So Mayor Bloomberg said on Sunday, sometimes government does know best. This according to WashingtonTimes.com. And in those cases, Americans should just cede their rights. He said, I do think there are certain times we should infringe on your freedom, Bloomberg said during his appearance on NBC. He made the statement during discussion of his soda ban, which was recently shot down by the courts, and insistence that his fight to control sugary drink portion sizes in the city would go forth. He says, we think the judge was just clearly wrong on this. Our Department of Health has the legal ability to do this. They're not banning anything, he says. Mr. Bloomberg's remaining months in office have included a firestorm of regulations and policy pushes on wide ranges of issues aside from the soda size ban and a well-publicized call for tighter gun control. Another contentious policy that he's pushed includes nudging hospitals to lock up baby formula to force mothers to breastfeed newborns.
Oh, my gosh.
He's only nudging them, though. He's... oh, well, we know
that's
what nudging
really
means,
horrible.
Right?
Yeah, that's a bad idea.
When the news says nudging, they don't mean nudging.
I would say it's particularly horrible for a man to say anything about breastfeeding at all, and any woman who's ever breastfeed, I personally have not, but I know a lot about it, and I've heard a lot about it from people who have. It can be difficult, it can be emotional, and
painful.
It can be painful.
Like blood painful.
Yeah, and
oh,
so
I'm sure he's got some woman he can trot out
any,
and have her say that this is a
any,
good idea.
I feel like any woman who's ever breastfed would just be infuriated that any man could say something like that. That's a personal choice.
It's probably there's.
It's more personal than a soda ban, which is irritating as well. But that's like across the line.
There is no emotional, sort of moral standing for a man to tell a woman when she should be breastfeeding or not. I agree, but I don't think there's any moral standing for any woman to be telling them either. It's just one of these sort of things about how the genders are pit against each other.
In another interview, Bloomberg stated that he thinks he has a responsibility to try to make the country safer.
That's the country.
That's why you elected him, right? So he could tell you what to do.
Why stop at the country? Why not the world?
Why not
make
the galaxy?
Make the world safer.
Because this is the only place he has any control, is in New York City.
Now, you have a list, Julia, of some of this guy's bans that he has put into
effect.
Right.
This is from ABC News. It's the comprehensive list of Bloomberg's bans. This week in New York City, Mayor Mike does not like cigarettes. New York City's health-conscious mayor, and I would actually say that he's not really health-conscious as much as he is just a control freak, but Michael Bloomberg announced plans this week to ban cigarette cartons from being displayed in retail stores. Instead, he wants to see them kept behind counters, curtains, or inside the cabinets. Cigarettes are the latest vice to come under fire from Bloomberg, who has recently lost his battle to ban large sodas. He has previously banned...
You think, by the way, if you were going to go after one thing, that large sodas wouldn't have been first on your list. I mean, cigarettes...
It wasn't first.
Cigarettes are the killers. You think they would...
No, he tried did trans fat before...
Trans fats, yep.
Salt.
Yeah.
Salt was one of them.
Yes, so there is a list of 11 things on here that he has tried to ban.
We'll get to those in your calls as well. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can call about anything. So it helps if you actually believe what you're saying, unless you're a good crank caller, in which case I do like a good crank call. 855-453, but there's so few and far between. What is it, maybe one good crank for every 10 that we actually get? It's Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know an emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled SQUATTY potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey Water Filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you or someone you love struggling with stress, anxiety, or less than perfect health? Hi, this is Pastor Ginny, and as a woman of faith, I spent many years in ministry burdened with anxiety and fear. But in 2010, I met Dr. Carolyn Dean, and I took her recommendation to try RNA drops. Within days of taking RNA drops, my anxiety began to lift. My joy was restored, and the peace of mind that I would have once called a miracle has now become normal to me. Discover what RNA drops can do for you. Order your free sample today at www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. There you can order a free 30-day trial-size bottle of RNA drops by paying just shipping and handling. That's www.rnafreesample.com. Maybe there's a miracle waiting there for you.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Toll-free at 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. Get interactive there. We've got a lot of features, and you can support the show in various different ways because the site's not free to run. It still costs money to operate a good website, and you can help us make that possible. You can become a Free Talk Live amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It is a way for you to help Free Talk Live get into more ears around the world, bring more internet listeners on board, expand to new radio stations. I just signed on two new weekday affiliates today, awesome. As a matter of fact, and we'll have both of them on board in about a week's time. So I'm looking forward to making the official announcement about those at that time. But it's the AMP program that makes a lot of that possible. It makes it possible for us to go to the talk radio conventions, for instance, to do advertising to the talk radio industry and also advertising online, like, say, on Facebook, for instance. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. It's $5 a month, and it makes a big difference for us. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
You know what emergency is going to happen in your life. You don't know what form that emergency is going to take. It could be a weather emergency that causes a blackout or unemployment or a fiscal collapse, on a large scale. We just don't know. We don't know what the form those emergencies are going to take. But a basic form of insurance for you and your family is stored food. Food in case of an emergency. You don't know what kind of form it's going to take, and it's a good idea to have some food around. And it's a pretty cost-effective form of insurance at that. If you go to food.freetalklive.com, I'm looking at the page right now, you'll find that we have the Legacy Premium brand there that we work with. They're the only one that's 100% GMO-free, 100% MSG-free, 100% artificial flavor-free, 100% preservative-free. And there's the lowest price available in the market, basically. If you can go and take a look, you'll see, just do the math on the Mega Sampler Pack, which we offer there, a special. There's 183 servings for $280. Use coupon code FTL, and that drops down to less than $1.50 a meal. Now, this is good tasting food.
For the sampler pack?
For the sampler pack,
wow.
Yes. So, you know, this isn't even the largest packaging that they have.
That's amazing.
That says to me, and I can't, you know, I haven't done the math on anything else, but it says to me that it's likely that there's even, you can even go below $1.50 a meal. But for the Mega Sampler Pack for 183 meals, you can try everything that the Legacy Premium has to offer, so you can see what you like, what you don't like. The ones we've tried, we've enjoyed. But this is well worth it. There, every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch has an oxygen absorber in it. There's vegetarian and gluten-free options. They're the best in price, storability, and taste. And what else do you want in stored food? Free shipping on all orders? Well, there you go. Go to food.freetalklive.com. Check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Let's go to the phones, and we'll continue with the list of Bloomberg's bands here in a moment. We've got Marlon on the line, listening on the road in Pennsylvania to XM's America's Talk. Hey, Marlon.
Hey, it's Martin, but that's all right, man.
Sorry, Martin. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Oh, yeah, they got to just kick Bloomberg over there into the Hudson River, do us all a favor.
Right?
I don't know what Bible you've been reading, but it was probably the King James Version.
Okay. I haven't been reading a Bible.
Well, you said there wasn't no pictures in it. There's not going to be any pictures in the Bibles that today's people get. Go to a library and get a Bible off the shelf. It's going to be about 5 inches thick, okay?
Uh-huh.
And it's going to look like a, one of the old Webster dictionaries, really. And you flip through there and you can look at some of the Bible art that is actually in an actual Bible. And if you really wanted to get into looking at it, you'd find out what they took out of what everybody's getting to read, just like what's taken out of our schools that they're not educating our children on.
So what version are you talking about here? I need to know that.
The actual Bible versus the King James Version or any Bible you'll ever find in any church, you will not find any biblical art, all right? They took all the art out of the Bible because it isn't appropriate for general public to view.
Why is that? What's this? Is this like a conspiracy theory or something? What's the reason in your mind?
Well, you're not allowed to look at a naked body for one. You'll disrupt the view of the perfect body, which is Barbie in America. Barbie doesn't exist. All right, physically impossible.
Right.
And there's a whole lot of nudity in the Bible art, so they refuse to put that in any Bible.
Do they have, like, a picture of Samson slaying 1,000 Philistines with the jawbone of an ass? I mean, do they have art for that, too?
That picture is in the actual Bible, yes.
Mark, you didn't know this? I mean, you've read a bunch of Bibles.
I have. I've seen some stuff on like the History Channel, but I don't know that. I couldn't tell you whether those pictures are in the Bible or not. I don't know. You know, I can't verify or deny this or anything.
Martin, I don't know if it's going to get me to go and get a Bible, but it's an interesting claim, and I appreciate hearing from you tonight, man. Thanks for making the call. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Have either of you been convinced to go pick up the?
No.
I don't know what version. I don't know where to find this Bible.
Five inches, the library, he said.
the library, 5 inches Bible.
I would probably not be found at the library or reading a Bible.
So tell me about this Bloomberg story, Julia. You've got the list of 11 different things he's banned in his during his tenure as mayor.
So the first one is cigarettes, and the second one is soda, and we've already kind of talked about those. So
the cigarette thing's a proposal, right? They're proposing putting the cigarettes behind the white curtain or some sort of coverings, which is very similar to what they did in Toronto when you and I were there visiting.
Yes.
You'd walk into a convenience store, and behind the counter where you would, if you were in the U.S., you would see the display of cigarettes. You just see a bunch of white hiding things, like pieces of plastic on the front of each row to block you from seeing what the brands are. If you would like to see the brands, you may ask for the three-ring binder that they have behind the counter. They'll then bring said three-ring binder out, and you may browse through the binder, determine which pack of cigarettes you would like to purchase. If you didn't know, because most cigarette people know what they want, they just walk in and ask for it. But if you wanted to browse and see what the prices were and see what the options were, you could just browse through the binder and then order later. So that's basically a similar proposal to what's going on in New York City.
He says here that he would like to prevent children and former smokers to not be tempted to buy them. But children can't buy cigarettes, so I don't really know what that has to do with anything. He's saying that they'll see them as a child and then
in the future,
want to...
they'll know where they can buy cigarettes.
As if they wouldn't know that anyway.
As if they would never find out that you can just go in and ask for it.
Former smokers, I mean, you know where to buy cigarettes and you know what kind of cigarettes you like if you were a smoker.
I would think that the advertising would be a much bigger deal. Like Joe Camel, they made a big fuss about him at one point, and, you know, Clark cartoon characters and that kind of thing. And I recall Joe Camel even having, maybe I'm wrong here, but like little comics in them, like a little fold-out comic. I've got to look that up. That
That'd
seems
be
like
hilarious.
An outrageous claim.
According to Wikipedia, Newport... supposedly in the 70s was sued because they were giving cigarettes out to children and babies, according
Where?
To Wikipedia, in New York City, which I thought was really strange. Like, what would a baby do with a cigarette? But it said children and babies.
All right, so let's hit the 11 bands.
Yes, so we have soda next, which we've talked in great deal about yep. that in the past. So, cannoli and cheesecakes made with trans fat. Cannoli are a bedrock of New York food culture, but their flaky crusts came under scrutiny in 2008 when the city's health-conscious mayor banned trans fat from any food prepared and sold in the city. Famous bakeries, including Ferrara's and Junior's, adjusted their recipe along with fast food giants like McDonald's and Burger King. Now, what's stupid about that is that you can buy trans fat in the grocery store.
Sure, just not in the
margarine.
So, yeah, you just can't buy it in the restaurants. New York City traffic. Mayor Bloomberg has long touted New York's subway system as the best way to get around the city. He even rides the subway to work at City Hall. In 2007, the mayor proposed a congestion charge in which drivers would have to pay $8 to drive their cars into Manhattan.
That's right.
The plan was nixed by the state. Hot cars and hot weather. When Bloomberg opts for wheels instead of the subway, he is chauffeured around in the city in his trademark black SUV and prefers that the vehicle be kept cool rather than run the car's air conditioning system, which would require the engine to be on. Bloomberg aides turn off the car and attach a home air conditioner to the front window. There's a
what?
Picture of this, and it is ridiculous. This is an experiment. This can't be real. This is an experiment to be used on extremely hot days, like we just saw. Stu Loser said, New York City Post, he first spotted the strange cooling method. Even if the vehicle is parked in the shade, the temperatures inside can quickly reach more than 100 degrees.
So they're putting a window unit on
yes.
the SUV
yes.
while it's parked or while it's moving?
There is a picture of it.
Parked, I think.
Parked.
So just cool the thing down while you're sitting out. Okay. I wish we had more time for the remaining ones. We don't, but we'll see you tomorrow night.
Save now. $5 a pill for Viagra or Cialis in 32-count generic packages. Compare $5 a pill to up to $25 in the U.S. Save-On Meds pharmacies have been importing safe, reliable medicine to U.S. customers for 9 years. Get generic Viagra and Cialis for $5 a pill with confidence. Call for a free quote and info. It's Save-On Meds. 888-6969-363. 888-6969-363.
Are you as excited about Bitcoins as I am? Then you need to be where Free Talk Live is going to be. In San Jose on May 17th through 19th at Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. You can be in front or behind the wave of change. Bitcoin pioneers from Coinbase, NerdTribe, and Facebook will signal the future for Bitcoins. Education, networking, and opportunities never imagined will be there for the bold. Seize the future. The future of payments. Sign up now. Bitcoin2013.com.
Want something different from your detox? Then you want Hemp USA's Microplant Powder for a full body detox. With 7 formulations and 8 different sizes, you will feel and see the difference. And the best part? It's only about $10 a month. Our customers love it, and we ship worldwide. Get the detox difference. Get Microplant Powder from HempUSA.org. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
We the
people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.